Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and we've got a guest here in the studio. We've got the president of Caesar at Ryerson, Muhammad Ali Amir.
What's going on?
All right, not bad. How are you doing?
Things are good. You know, there's definitely some issues going on at campus right now, but overall, healthy, alive, can't complain.
Nice. And the situation here on campus, right now, I got the newspaper. It just came out today, Wednesdays. You can find Ryerson newspapers, the Ryersonian, and the Eye Opener. And you're actually quoted in today's Eye Opener situation here. I'll read the quote. It says, "We need him to sign it, and students want him to sign it." And you're referring to the president, Sheldon Levy. What do you want him to sign?
Okay, so basically, right now, the Ryerson University administration is bracing for a funding gap. Basically, like they expect not to have to get enough funding from the provincial government to meet all of our costs here on campus. So they're proactively preparing every sector of the university for budget cuts. And you know what might come along with that attached from the discussions we've been having with the administration is also a rise in tuition fees. And you know what? And to us, it's to the students, it's unacceptable. And the student leaders on campus met with the staff representatives from OPSU, from QP, with the Ryerson Faculty Association, and we're all in agreement that budget cuts right now are unacceptable, and this is going to lower the quality of education here at Ryerson University. And, you know, we're not sitting here complaining, you know, around a table or going on the radio to complain. What we're saying is we need to come together as one united voice at Ryerson and lobby the government to make sure that there's adequate funding in place. The provincial government has not released its budget yet. They have not told us how much money Ryerson is going to get. So we shouldn't preemptively be preparing ourselves for budget cuts. Rather, what we want is President Levy to sign a pledge to join every other you know, major stakeholder on this campus, the workers, the students, the faculty, to go as one united lobbying group and lobby the government. That's what we need from the president. We need our president to support us. That is what students, that's what staff, that is what the faculty are, that's the message they are sending to President Sheldon Levy. And we want President Levy to join us as one united voice in lobbying the government.
Nice. So you're talking about some. You mentioned some of the biggest unions. You mentioned the student union. You mentioned faculty are in support of there not being cuts. Where are these threats coming from?
So the administration has instructed various faculties to prepare, embrace for budget cuts, and find places, you know, to cut their budget. So this is, although it's not official yet, it's already actively happening in the sense that people are looking to see where they can make these cuts, and this direction has come from the university administration.
So is this coming as a surprise right now,
or? Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a surprise, right? I mean, normally there's budget consultations with all the main stakeholders, including students. It's shocking that, hey, we haven't, the provincial government has not released its budget, hasn't released its education plan, its plan for Ryerson University, and we're proactively on this campus bracing for budget cuts. That's really a shock, nothing more than that.
And is there anything that people can do? Maybe if there's students listening, is there any like
what students can do is they can sign the pledge, they can sign the letters. We're doing outreach on campus every day right now, and talking to students. They can contact the students' unions, the Ryerson Student Union or CSER for part time and continuing education students. And you know they can sign that letter, sign that pledge, and we're going to collect them and present them to President Levy and say, hey, see, look, our students, the main stakeholders on this campus, are against these budget cuts, and they want you to join us in this coalition. You know, we want President Levy to join us and work with us in lobbying the government. And students can send that message in the form of signing the pledge, in the form of writing letters to President Levy.
Nice. And has there been any word from President Levy yet? Or
President Levy at the town hall that we held last week said he was not prepared to sign the pledge, but he was he did commit to working with us. To find a way that we can work together. So right now, you know, we are, in discussions with the president, but how we can work together. We want President Levy to join us, but we need a strong united voice to go to the government. I mean, really what this comes down to, ironically enough, and this is not me bashing Stephen Harper, but it comes down to Parliament being prorogued. With Parliament being prorogued, the provincial governments do not know what their provincial transfers are going to be from the federal government without knowing how much funding they're going to get in transfers for education, for healthcare, and whatnot. That has delayed the release of Ontario's provincial budget and also its education plan. So the delaying of the information that we expected to have by now is a direct correlation with the government, the provincial government being forced to wait because Parliament was prorogued.
Wow, that's pretty surprising. The situation here, we got the government back in session, I guess, but they're saying that there's going to be the announcement. I think is coming out tomorrow on the budget. And they're saying that they're already talking about doing cuts even before they've announced the budget. Well, I guess we'll find out what's going on with that tomorrow. But you know, with this economic crisis, I'm not sure if they're going to be, you know, what they're really going to be increasing in terms of funding. It is one thing though that there has been, I guess, some federal money going to Haiti, and I know you're working with the Toronto Haiti Action Committee. What do you think about Canada's response to Haiti so far?
I mean, right now, I think it's been great. You know, people have come out in droves and given a lot of support and provided a lot of disaster, you know, relief support. And that's a great thing and needs to be commended. But we need more than just funding, you know, donations, charitable donations. What Haiti needs is its sovereignty to be respected so it can rebuild itself independently. You know, Haitians have all the capacity in the world, be it with governance, be it with organizing, be with politics, and they Haitians need to be allowed to have a free hand and to not be forced by organizations like the World Bank, by like the IMF, like governments like Canada and the United States. They should not be dictating the terms to the Haitian government. So right now, you know, sovereignty and respecting Haitian independence is going to be a key factor moving forward.
For real. And we're speaking with the president of CSER here at Ryerson, the Continuing Education Students Alliance of Ryerson, and we're just going to play some quick ads here, and then we'll be right back on the Word of Mouth Wednesday.
And still we march. On Saturday, March 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., CKLN is proud to bring you a live broadcast from Toronto's International Women's Day Rally. Featuring inspiring speakers and evocative entertainment, this annual rally highlights women's contributions to today's struggles for decent work, decent pay, human rights, dignity, peace, and justice. You can join us at the rally. It's taking place at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education at 252 Bloor Street West near St. George Subway Station. And after the rally, march through downtown Toronto to the Ryerson Student Campus Center for the IWD Fair. That's International Women's Day on Saturday, March 6th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. only on CKLN 88.1 FM.
CKLN, celebrating 25 years of independent radio.
CKLN, we're back here, and I got live in the studio, we got a guest, Muhammad Ali Amir, the president of CSER at Ryerson. We were just getting in a bit into the topic of Haiti, and I know you've been working with the Toronto Haiti Action Committee, and actually, I was actually quoted in the eye-opener a few weeks ago, and I mentioned it on air, and I read out the quote, and it was something along the lines of, I thought there'd be more people here, referring to the event that took place at El Macambo, which I think was a great event. There was a lot of great music going on, but how do you think that the reaction's been on Ryerson campus to the...
Oh, it's been amazing. We've raised over $30,000 in Haiti relief effort donations. Over $30,000.
Wow.
You know, the student union stepped up, the Ryerson University, President Sheldon Levy made a personal donation as well, and rank and file students, you know, I think everybody stepped up. We have Ryerson interior design students helping rebuild one of the schools that CSER and other student organizations work closely with, Sopudep School, which up until the earthquake provided one hot meal and education for some of the poorest kids in Pétionville, Haiti. And we have these students helping build the temporary school as a new permanent school is being built, because the school was heavily damaged during the earthquake. Actually, right after the earthquake, the school was serving as a makeshift field hospital. So, you know, it's not just students donating money, but student leaders actually, you know, taking this cause to heart and really building those links. So we've been building, student leaders on this campus have been building bridges with activists in Haiti for years before the earthquake, and we continue to strengthen those. And also we have individual students taking up projects to actually make a difference on the ground.
Nice. And the thing that I was going to mention, because I just was checking some of the archives from the Word of Mouth Wednesday, some of the past interviews I did, and one of the first interviews I did on the show was in 2007, was actually with Roger Annis, who's with the
Canada Haiti Action in Vancouver.
Yeah, right. And this was just after he had gone to Haiti, so this was a report back event that I interviewed him at, and he's one of his quotes was, we want a withdrawal of the United Nations military and police presence, including a withdrawal of the Canadian police contingent from Haiti. And this is in 2007, so I guess this policing in Haiti is not a new thing. But do you think that are you concerned about these foreign militaries in Haiti that they might not leave? Or?
Very much so. I mean, the UN has been nothing more than an occupying force in Haiti since 2004. That is the reality of it. You know, the UN... soldiers have blood on their hands. They've murdered countless innocent civilians in Haiti. The UN, up until the earthquake, did not have construction equipment, and what they had was tanks and machine guns. That's what the UN is there. You know, they didn't have the capacity to rebuild bridges to help, you know, post hurricane relief. They had the capacity to militarize the country with their tanks and their machine guns, and that is what the UN has been doing. That's the role the UN's been playing. Now, in regards to the police training, a lot of the new police officers post the 2004 coup were those from the former military that was disbanded by Aristide, the military that was the heavy hand of the Duvalier dictatorship periods. These folks wanted to become police officers, and they got Canadian training, and unfortunately, with that training, after they were trained, they went out and they were committing atrocities against civilians. It's clearly documented, and this was happening for years. So it's not that the training could not be used in the context of who were being trained and then what the training was being used for after the fact. It was a really serious, concerning issue, and I fear it'll continue to be.
And you just mentioned there briefly the President Aristide, and I know that there was that was actually the main topic of when I interviewed Roger Annis. He was talking about the coup d'état, as he called it. Do you know what's going on there politically with the leaders in Haiti?
I am not too clear on what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. I think Roger would probably be a much better person to ask that question to.
Good to have him on again. Yeah,
no, it'd be great to have Roger on. Roger's actually been doing a lot of great work. You know, recently, but also for years, we actually had a fact-finding mission planned for April up until the earthquake hit. So, but no, I mean, right now, what we need to focus on is Haitian sovereignty and Haitian independence in you know, the political structure and that's going to be difficult to do with thousands upon thousands of military troops on the ground in Haiti. And I think that there is no reason to have tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers on the ground in Haiti right now. And I think they do need to leave.
For real, I just wanted to bring it back to here on camp on Ryerson campus, CKLN. We're broadcasting from Ryerson, and we got the president of CSER right here in the studio with us, Muhammad Ali. Is there anything events coming up at Ryerson that you wanted to mention?
And there's an event starting in 45 minutes, for real. So basically, in the student center, every Wednesday we do Organic Wednesdays, which is a chill out night. It's basically, hey, you know what? If you're not really feeling the pub vibe and you know, looking for loud music or anything, you just want to relax. Once a month, we'll have a jazz band come in. Every other Wednesday, there'll be a DJ spinning, maybe some guest performances. Today, we have DJ F Sharp, Sam Fleming, coming in to spin. A special feature performance by Jacqueline Holmes. Next Wednesday, we have CKLN's own Virilia Stevens. On the 17th, we have a feature performance by Jacqueline Holmes. The 24th, we have another CKLN host, DJ Mel Boogie. And then on the 31st, we'll have a great performance from the band Lal. which I'm guessing most of your listeners will probably be, big fans of. I know the two of us are. So, every Wednesday, great music. It's free. A lot of it's live. Discounts on organic beer, coffee, wine. It's on the first floor of the Student Center in the Oakham Cafe. And, you know, it's like you can go to Tim Hortons, kick back, have a coffee, or you can come to our cafe, get, organic drinks, discounted, live music, all free, lounge out. It's a really good vibe, and we're trying to create an alternative space that features great music here on campus every Wednesday starting 8 p.m. The next one will be starting in about 42 minutes' time.
Awesome. And when I got here today, I noticed that there was some flyers around promoting a Global Awareness Week coming up at the end of March. Do you know about this?
Yep. CSER is one of the organizers for Global Awareness Week. It's basically normally around this time of the year, we'll have the RSU will have an equity conference. And this year, rather than a one-day conference, we've gone with a whole week of activities. So it's going to feature Dr. Vandana Shiva, who's been a great activist from India, spoke last year at U of T. She's going to be giving the keynote, I believe, on Friday. It's going to be a great, great event. It'll be Friday, March 26th, and there'll be events happening throughout the week, Global Awareness Week, which is brought to you. Brought to us by the Ryerson Students Union Equity Committee, and CSER is also one of the main organizers. And it's going to be a week of great events. I definitely encourage people to check out rsuonline.ca or mycser.org for more information. And if you want to get involved, it's volunteer at rsuonline.ca. Excuse me. Just send an email.
Awesome. And I know we got into a lot of topics today, and I know you're doing a lot of political work on campus, organizing events, and I also know, though, that you're also known as MC Muhammad Ali in the hip-hop world. What's going on with you musically?
I am fine. You know what? I'm finally ready to come back, to be honest with you. I do a couple songs here and there whenever I'm asked. You know, I'm a social justice MC. I'm an activist. That is, you know, my music, and that's what drives my music. So, you know, whenever there's a good cause or a good show, I'm going to jump on the mic like I am tomorrow for a South Asian Studies event at the University of Toronto. But after 3 years, I'm finally ready to come back and do my own thing, to do full performances, and I'll be starting next Wednesday at Drool in Kensington Market, 8 p.m. Pay what you can. It's also my birthday party, so come out, support MC Muhammad Ali, say happy birthday, check out some great music. And then the following night, I'm actually opening up for Carlos Andres Gomez, one of the world's top spoken word artists, who'll be doing a one-person theatrical performance that incorporates a lot of spoken word performance pieces. Carlos packed the place last time he came to Ryerson last semester, one of the best performers I've had a chance to see, spoken word poetry champion, somebody who's worked with some great, great people and just has a great, great one-person performance. And I get to be the opening act next Thursday. I'm really excited. It's part of the White Ribbon campaign, Men Speaking Out Against Violence Against Women at Ryerson. So, next Wednesday at Drool, next Thursday in the Ryerson Student Center for White Ribbon event. Come check it out. www.myspace.com/MC Muhammad Ali.
Word up. And it was great talking to you, Muhammad Ali, today on the Word of Month Wednesday. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime, brother. And hopefully I'm going to see you downstairs in the cafe and hopefully see some of your listeners downstairs in the Oakham Cafe, hopefully tonight. If not, maybe next Wednesday.
For real. And I think we're just going to play a track here off the Hands Off Haiti CD. It's a track by the Dope Poet Society, Freedom for Haiti. Word up.
Peace.
Aristide was essentially kidnapped with the assistance of Canadian troops, and that brought an end to popular democracy
this
in Haiti.
This coup was not conducted by Haitians. Although you may see Haitians with guns, this is Bush with Chirac, with Martin.
If France returned the $22 billion that it owes to Haiti, because that money was stolen from Haiti, there would be no need for all this.
Let me talk about Haiti in a way you never heard. Engaging against those raped in the war, taking every word. Maybe you heard about the case, we should all be greatly disturbed. The history of Haiti is a world treasure, should be celebrated everywhere at the first level. Slave revolt on a scale so great, they turn a colony to an independent state. But instead of straight applauding and exalting, they're robbing and molding in all the states. Back to when France had the nerve to charge the ex-slaves for the loss of the colony cost. And no apology for all of these false root causes of the violence and the poverty is not internal conflict, as we're taught. But the sickness is brought by the outside onslaught, telling you the trouble is too bad governance, too bad. But one is never discussed. Too bad, can't discover. Cover in the news that who gives the dictators power? They do that. Canada, US, France, and the UK back dictators, and they all think it's okay long as they get money, get paid. Poor people stay hungry or get slain. Haitians won't take it, and neither shall Canadians storm in the streets and inform the elites. Won't we no peace till we all get a peace? War with police till the form me that needs. Till the storm we go leader, the illiterate breeding. Everybody benefits against devilish greed. And when Aristide was taken, you can smell it in the air again. That your brother ever came cool.
Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny. Poor people must be free. Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny.
The heresy won in 1990, but in 91, the U.S. back to cool. Military rule of Raul Cedras, but the shit wasn't cool. He was too cruel, even for the United Snakes. And it came with a new smiling face. Bill Clinton was like, let me help a brother out. Aristide, don't make you the president again, my friend. All you gotta do is take your country out. But a regal leader couldn't be pushed around, so they had to mush him. George Bush him down in 2004. Bush and troops right down to the door. Kidnapped the president and lied to the world. Depriving the poor, the authority to rightfully buy any war. With friends like these, who need enemies, guns with the UN. Kill the poor people in the slums. Unarmed women and children slaughtered. This is what they call restoring order. Canadian government is coming with peacekeeping. Keep reading the papers and committing of this feeling. But the sad facts of the matter are Canada acts as a vampire. Corporate interest and foreign investment. Morally profit. Foreign oppression. We shouldn't just cancel the debt. It's crazy. Reverse the debt and pay it back to Haiti. And all things before prevail. And it's evident they're already trying to discredit the president. Around the world, we shout out daily. Canada,
poor
U.S. friends out of Haiti.
Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny. Poor people must be free. Fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny.
When the United States was invading Haiti, it was also about the responsibility to protect. The text that was coming out of the United States and the caricatures that were being made to justify the presence of the U.S. was of the same nature, presenting the Haitian people as other and as barbaric. In other words, we're sending in Tarzan to save the natives from themselves. This racist type of terminology that we saw in 1915, we see here quoted in the National Geographic, defining Haitians as a horde of native niggers in need of energetic Anglo-Saxon influence. Of course, this is the language that was used in 1915, but it's the same crap in 2006, except that now we use terminology like, what are we against? Visible minorities?
Poor people must be free, fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny. Poor people must be free, fighting for freedom in Haiti. We don't need no lies, no hypocrisy. We will control our destiny.
Soleil said when a journalist came and asked him, what can we do outside of Haiti to help you? He said, go out there and tell them that we are human beings. Thank you very much.